from them because they are causing us the pain. For them because in God's providence, it often happens, it is the very pain they cause us that by our patient acceptance of the suffering which they bring, we gain for them the grace they need. This takes a lot of faith. That is the first level of the function, so to speak, of Christ's passion as the source of our strength by prayerful meditation. But Christ's passion also becomes our strength by our invocation. His agony and betrayal and crucifixion won for us the graces that our weak and frightened wills so desperately need to meet the crosses and crises in our lives. That, by the way, is not a clever alliterative. But we shall not, as the church never tires repeating, receive of these graces unless we pray for them. Sure, they have been won, but for us to receive them in the sense of having them applied to us, to speak theologically, we have got to pray. Pray for the graces that have been won. The strength is there for the asking. I will put this in three different ways with three different accents. But we must ask. Hence, we've got to exercise our freedom to pray. We must choose to pray. We must ask. Hence the necessity. The graces won by Christ's passion are enough to save a myriad fallen worlds. But those graces will not be effective unless we ask for them. We must ask. And we must ask and not relax fatalistically and say, well, Christ died, so I'm saved. So what? So I must still ask humbly the humility of begging God to grant me what God become man has won for me. Among the most potent prayers of petition which the church insists should be the mainstay of our begging for help is also one of the shortest prayers. It contains within it the strength of infinity. It is a prayer that was, we believed, planned by God from eternity. It is the simple invocation of the word Jesus, which is at once many things. Jesus is a name. The name of the one who is God, become man for our sake, in order that like us he might be able to suffer. Jesus is a title. The title of the role which God assumed to save us from our sins. He is our Savior. Jesus is a mystery. The mystery of God's mercy, which is no abstraction or philosophy, but a person. God's mercy is a person whom we are to invoke with faith. Jesus is a prayer. The prayer by which we are told miracles can be worked, demons put to flight, and a poor creature struggling with life and death is unable to do what only divine power can procure. And we can listen to what I am saying and say to ourselves, I've heard that before. To discover the power in the name of Jesus is to discover the greatest secret on earth. We shall work miracles provided we believe. And the only reason we don't is because we don't believe enough. And God knows today's world and today's church need miracles. Christ's passion finally becomes our strength by our imitation. If we honestly strive to walk in Christ's footsteps and sincerely wish to be like the Savior in His own patience and endurance, a wonderful change takes place in our lives. We can speak so easily about imitating Christ up to the point when we are bidden to imitate Him in His pain. But if we learn that the final and greatest source of our strength in Christ's passion is from imitating Him in suffering like Him, we discover what all the saints discovered, and before them what Saint Paul found out to be true. That so far from being afraid or ashamed of our infirmities, we can actually glory in them. Indeed, this is the reason why God made us weak. Because then we find ourselves, once we make the discovery, we find ourselves relying less and less on our own strength, which by now we all know is not much, and more on the strength of the Savior who emboldens us. That's the word. We become bold in daring to undertake, and that too is the word, not merely passively allowing the pummels of providence to hit us, and we cower in, well, resign patience, Lord, keep hitting me. Well, that too, he's Lord. And with Job we say, well, he gave and he's taking away. But we undertake. We have initiative to do what we know God wants and to suffer in the process what we are sure is His will, because we have learned from experience what it means to achieve and endure and persevere on super, very long pause, super natural powers. Oh, they are natural, all right, because we do make our contribution, but they are super because they are from God. The power that Christ promises all who, like Him, deny themselves at no matter what price to self-love in order to please Him. One parting remark. When I said that we learn, once we have resigned ourselves and decided to imitate the Savior in His own choice of the cross, that we learn from experience what it means to achieve and endure on supernatural power, let me add that we achieve only if we are willing to endure. Success, even in this world, belongs to those who are willing to labor. But success, supernaturally, belongs to no one except to those who are willing to suffer. Knowing that in suffering, they tap wisdom and power which is beyond their own. Then God uses them, which was one of St. Ignatius' recommendations that I pass on to you. Few people realize, and I would add very few, how much God would achieve through them if only they completely allowed themselves to be used by God. No matter what it costs their human nature. Please God, we shall learn some of this lesson. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.